Yeah, it was excellent. I mean, it was important because the fans have supported us all the way through, and you know, they sing all the way through the game, and you know, it's important to make sure that they realise that we want positive things for the club for next season.
And it's already, I think you're already starting to think about next season, including your own position, which should be decided over the next week or two, hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, well, next week it should be decided by, because you know, that was the agreement we had when I decided to take the post on this interim basis. So hopefully it's going to be positive news for me.
You want that job, don't you?
Yeah, of course I do. I think I'm capable of doing the job. And I think that this club is a great place to be, and I think that we need to be back in this division at some stage as well.
And obviously a lot of players are out of contract. It's going to be a huge summer for QPR, isn't it?
Massive. But we need to restructure and get it right this year, you know, within our financial limits, which are going to dictate what markets that we're going to be recruiting from.
Well, last one for me. Good luck with the whole situation. Are you confident that you can bring Rangers back up?
I'm confident if we put a stable foundation into place, a long-term plan, that the club will eventually be back where it needs to be.
Chris, do you think today at all strengthened your position for next week and for the job?
I said it right at the beginning when I got the job. I didn't want my future to be dictated by Leroy Fer's 25-yard stunner. I didn't want that to be the deciding factor, and I think it would be wrong of the club to give me the job based on the fact that we've won the game 2-1 today, because you know, at any stage of the game they could have scored that one, and then does that now make me the right or wrong man for the job? So I'm either the right man for the job or not, and I really, really hope it hasn't. It won't be based on the fact that Leroy scored a stunner.
Nice to have that winning feeling, though, and something to take into next season. Just the emotion of today, more than anything.
Yeah, the emotion of today was very, very important, because I thought after we had that negative result last week and negative press all week, I felt that today was important, that the summer would look brighter for the fans who were here today, the 18,000 of them. Trying our best to make sure that they feel positive about what's going to happen over the next few months with our recruitment, and obviously for next season.
Were you a little tempted to go with a bit more youth in the side today, or was that never the thinking?
No, because I think that the integrity of the Premier League has to be taken into consideration. You know, there's other teams in and around that are fighting for their life, so taking a risk at this stage of the proceedings would also be taking a risk on their behalf, you know, and I didn't want to do that.
That's important to you, isn't it? And no one can blame you with that today.
Yeah, that's very, very, it's very, very important. And I think, you know, for all the whoever survives or whoever doesn't survive, at least they know that Queen's Park Rangers have done their job and taken the whole thing seriously. You know, it'd be quite easily we could have started with five or six fringe players or players that are coming out of the youth team who are probably not ready. But I don't think that this was the right time to blood them for the sake of our own benefit. I think, first of all, we have to think about the Premier League and what it means to everybody, and that the fact that it's very, very important that everybody is treated fairly.